Hi, I'm Al Petrelli.
I'm Mian Kim.
And you are watching Life Minute TV. Happy holidays, guys.
This winter, experience the ultimate rock Christmas tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra has been pushing musical boundaries for nearly three decades, bringing their distinctive blend of classical music and hard rock around the globe, introducing generations of fans to the multi-dimensional art form known as the rock opera. The group is hitting the road once again this holiday season with the Ghost of Christmas Eve tour, bringing their signature sound, stunning pyrotechnics, and elaborate storytelling to more than 60 cities across North America. It's a theatrical spectacular you won't want to miss. We're joined today by writer, guitarist, and musical director Al Petrelli and keyboardist Mi-Yoon Kim to tell us all about it. So tell us the story behind the Ghost of Christmas Eve and how it inspired this tour.
Well, The Ghost of Christmas Eve is a movie we shot back in 1998. The gentleman who started this whole thing, Mr. Paul O'Neill, we had recorded two really, really good records prior to that. It was Christmas Eve and Other Stories and The Christmas Attic. Paul decided he wanted to make a movie. So he took songs from the first two records, combined them into a brand new story, which became The Ghost of Christmas Eve. And when it was released, almost overnight, it became everybody's new favorite Christmas movie. Like when I was a kid, Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. Or whatever you watch, you know, in your feety pajamas when you're little, you know? And then somebody put him to the test, say, well, I dare you to do a tour, which you don't dare our boss to do anything, all right? So here we are, you fast forward, I don't know, 31 years since this whole thing began, 26 years of touring, and we've decided to bring out The Ghost of Christmas Eve in its entirety as a piece, but with all the brand new technology available to our crew and department heads now.
How's it going to be different this year, and what can fans expect?
Oh, that's a good question. How is it going to be different this time? We have no idea yet. We're still waiting to find out. We're just starting the production rehearsal. They're setting up. It's like the arena is filled with medals and hanging stuff. We're going to be surprised ourselves. So I wish I could tell you more, but...
But what I promise you is that there's a group of people, especially in your community, that come to see us year after year after year. Mm-hmm. And we affectionately refer to them as the repeat offenders. So now they've been coming to see us 24, 25 years since we started touring. Mm-hmm. And like then they came with their kids. Now they're bringing their grandchildren, you know, and it's become just a multi-generational celebration. And we have a responsibility not only to our boss, Paul O'Neill, and to the repeat offenders, but to ourselves as artists to every year make it bigger and better. And this year in particular, we've changed everything.
Oh, yeah.
So when the curtain goes up, first timers don't know what to expect anyway, so it doesn't matter. They're just going to be like, oh, my God. Yeah. But it's the people who've been coming back for decades that we wanted to put them on their heels and show them, no, we take this very seriously. You've made us part of your holiday tradition, and that's a wonderful compliment and an enormous responsibility. So across the board, like Mian said, we don't really know production-wise yet. We've seen drawings and computer ideas. So when we get out of here, after we're done with you, we're going to go in there and try to peek through the curtain and see what's up.
To be honest, even if we knew what's going to be different or what's going to be the surprise, it will be very difficult for us to describe it in words. My mother asked me very often, so how is it going to be this year? I said, oh, Mom, it's really difficult to describe.
And we never get to see it.
Exactly. We're on the other side.
What's different about a Trans-Siberian Orchestra show compared to your average rock show?
Oh, it is absolutely very different because it's not just a rock show.
Right.
First of all, we have beautiful story that Paul O'Neill wrote that's really relatable to every single person. But we also have the element of rock music, the classical music, the blues, the Broadway singing. It's just everything. The fire, the laser. So it's not an ordinary rock show for sure.
And you guys are known really for extensive charity work. And there's a charity aspect to the tour as well, right? Can you tell us about it?
Well, again, going back to Paul O'Neill, that was his idea. We did our first show at the Tower Theater in Philadelphia, I think, in 1999. And Paul wanted to do something special for the holidays. Like, you know, growing up, he and I as kids in the 60s and 70s on Long Island, when you went to the grocery store around Christmas, Santa Claus was ringing the bell and he had the big black pot and you'd throw your change in, you know, a quarter, a dime, whatever you had at the time, you know. But it added up at the end of the day. Paul said the same thing. Every time we sell a ticket, every ticket sold forever, he will put $1 back into that particular community. Now, last year, we clocked in at almost 21 million tickets.
21.
So it ends up, you know, a dollar doesn't seem like much, you know. But then you got to say, that's who Paul is. We walk around New York City together from studio to pizza place to a club to whatever. And I'd be on 38th Street. I'd turn over my shoulder. He's back on 34th Street. handing somebody whatever he had in his pocket.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But he didn't talk about it. And that's what I loved about him. He didn't say he wanted to do it. He just did it. Mm-hmm. You know? And I admire him for that. And we're very honored to carry on that tradition.
What is it about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that resonates with so many people?
For me personally, it resonates with me because each song carries different emotional story. And everybody can relate it in a different situation. There's always something for everybody, from ballads to rock on show moment to story to bluesy moment. We have everything, so.
There was a terrific quote a while back from Leonard Bernstein regarding Beethoven. And he said that great art should always be accessible but never ordinary. And when I heard that, I had to take a step back for a bit and like really think about that, you know? And when you think about Paul O'Neill's art form, it's very, very, very accessible, and
right.
Nothing about it's ordinary.
That's true.
Because if you listen to the poetry, if you listen to the lyrics that the characters are bringing to life throughout the story, I live that. I've been in this scenario. I miss somebody. You know, me misses somebody. Mm. Everybody misses somebody. That's the central element of the story. You know, and you think about the holidays, that becomes so much more magnified because there's always that empty chair at the dining room table, and you can't help it. You know, and when you understand that, okay, I relate to the story, but so do the other 14,000 people in the room, it doesn't fill the hole in your heart, really, but at least you're not alone. And there's some sort of solace, I think, communally that we can take from that.
And you guys are a holiday favorite for so many people around the globe. What's a favorite holiday memory of yours?
For me, it's every show, to be honest with you. Because when you shut the lights and the curtain comes up, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. It's Christmas Eve in whatever city. You know, we can just shake the world off our shoulders for the couple hours, you know? And, you know, what we were saying before, we feel like teenagers when we do this every day.
Absolutely. Every time.
How would you guys say you hone your craft to be the best musicians you can be?
It's not like we just come back and do this after 10 months. All throughout the year, everyone is working on different projects and different styles of music and field. So people come back all like fit and ready to do this.
I don't do anything all year.
It's not true.
I just think about this all year long. You know.
He spends so many months preparing for this on top of everything else he does. So.
How did you know you wanted to get into music? Were you self-taught?
For me, I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan in 1964. You know, I have very little recollection of it, obviously, but my mom took a Polaroid with me in my feety pajamas and my granddaddy's acoustic guitar in the corner, and I just watched the TV and would strum the guitar, and that was it for me, much to my parents' chagrin, you know. So I'm formally trained, but mainly self-taught, and I know you have a similar background.
Oh, well, I started playing the piano since I was five. My mother ran a music school, my dad is a singer, so it was very natural for me. I grew up in church, so when we started doing the Christmas music, it was very familiar. But my main instrument is piano. I sing, I played a little cello, but coming into this, I feel like I'm playing multiple different kinds of keyboards because it's not just the normal piano playing, but I have to deal with orchestration and just different instrumentation, different genres of music, so I actually grew a lot. Musically, being a part of this wonderful group, working with Al, and then working with other musicians coming from different backgrounds. It's a big challenge every year. And it's a many number of members in the band. And to really play in harmony, not getting in the way of everybody, that's an art.
And since this is Life Minute, what's your best piece of life advice?
Follow your dream. There's that old saying, like, what would you say to your 12-year-old self if you could? Don't listen to anybody. Follow your dream. Follow your heart.
That's so great. Okay, where can fans go to find tickets?
Go to www.trans-siberian.com and you will find all the information.
We can't wait to see you. Thanks for joining us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.